So I'm here with Dave-O after a 2-0 away defeat in the league to Royston. Dave-O, obviously not the result you were looking for today, but you must be extremely proud of the way the lads played. I thought they gave a great account of themselves and a really good performance.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the old gallant loser tag. I feel like we've sort of moved away from that now as a club. You know, there was a number of years where we would turn up and it's one of them, yeah, Fleet aren't a bad side. Excuse me, not a bad side. And ultimately, they comfortably win a game. Today was a different story, I thought. You know, gave it it was a tough game in that first half. You know, they put a bit of pressure on, but we actually had the better chances in the game. The first half, I think we had two or three really good chances. Nothing came from it. We went in a break 0-0. Second half, very end to end. I thought we played really well second half. I think we were the better side in the second half, and yet we've lost the game 2-0. It's funny how football goes like that. But yeah, very good effort. Disappointed with the two goals that we conceded. They were poor goals from our point of view. But we give it a good go.
Yeah, the first half, as you said, I thought they were probably edged it by being the better side. And second half, I thought you were 100% the better side. I think first half, really, although they were arguably the better side, I don't think they had an awful lot. I mean, they didn't really test Pricey at all. I think he made one good save. But other than that, again, it was relatively equal. And you had, obviously, that one big chance through Simba about 5-10 minutes before the half-time break.
Yeah, I mean, they had a lot of joy from set pieces. They got two big lumps at the back who were excellent from dead balls. And I mean, they got a good delivery for a start, and then they've got two lads that are big lads and attack the ball really well from corners, and that was their biggest real threat in the first half. They didn't really have many other shots of note or real quality attacks. And as I said, the best chance was Sim. We great little move, and Sim's got in one-on-one with the keeper, and he's elected to pass. It was a poor pass as well for Rob for a tap-in, but he misplaced the pass, and he should have shot and rolled it in for 1-0. We also had two other good efforts. I thought Rob Carr had a good effort as well. And I certainly thought we had probably the two best chances of the half.
And then continued into the second half, really. And as you've said earlier, you're better side. And I thought you grew into the game really well. And, you know, I guess as time went on with their recent defeat against Kidlington, you knew they were going to get a little bit nervy and start to throw men forward. And that is exactly what they did. They did get nervy. They did throw men forward. And, you know, all right, eventually it paid off from a free kick. But even after the free kick, they still threw men forward. And you were even more of the better side after they scored their goal and had even more of the game in the second half.
Yeah, we did. It was, it's just disappointing, really, because, like I said, we were better in the second half, and yet we've lost the game 2-0. The goals were poor goals. You know, there was a corner that was cleared, which is something we're poor at. You know, if too many times we're getting counter-attack from our corners, you know, they broke, and Willows ended up giving a foul away. We stressed, stop giving free kicks and fouls away. He's given one away on the edge of the box. The lads had a sort of shot, it's got deflected, and Rossi's ended up heading the ball in his own net. It was tough luck on him, really. He sort of had to do something, but ideally not head it in his own goal. It was disappointing to concede that way. And after that, I mean, up to that point, I thought it was fairly end-to-end. But after that, it was wave after wave of attacks with us. I thought we were excellent after that. You know, they were throwing men forward on the break, but we had some really good bits of play with lots of pressure. We gave it a right good go. That would be the way to describe it. We gave it a right good go. Did we carve out loads of chances? No. There was one excellent chance from a Rossi cross. You know, that shows how much domination we had of the game, that our centre back was bombing forward, putting crosses in, and unfortunately Chalky couldn't quite get on it for it would have been a great goal, but yeah, it wasn't quite to be, and they ended up getting a second goal on the break. Again, poor defending. We allowed them to get in, and didn't really deal with the attacker who, you know, edged his way along the goal line and ended up squeezing the ball in past Pricey. on the line for 2-0, and then it's game over. Again, we kept going. We had one or two bits of play after that, but in fairness, they're probably more likely to extend the lead than us, get it back from that point, because it was pretty much game dead late on in a game, 2-0. But yeah, all in all, excellent effort. Proud of the performance, as I always am. You know, they always give us everything. It's a tough game. They're a big budget side. They're a good side. You know, I'm not discrediting them. They're a big, powerful side. They won 13 games in a row prior to midweek. You know, it's probably unlucky for us that they lost that game in midweek, because, you know, they probably had a little bit more fire in their belly to get that win today, and you know, ahead of a big game against our local side, Farnborough. So that'll be an interesting game, and we'll look on intently at what happens in that game.
Yeah, and on the note of big games, you've got a big game yourself on Tuesday, obviously a local derby, or relatively local to yourselves in terms of Alsford in the semi-final of a cup, and you'll be wanting to take all of the positives from day today, but you'll be wanting to, more importantly, take the performance from today into Tuesday, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the lesser cups that we're in. You know, we use them to give lads minutes. Tuesday, we've got a few players that will need a game. I mean, Coxie sadly wasn't available to us today because of a family issue he needed to deal with at home last minute. So that obviously killed us. We haven't mentioned that up to now, but that obviously killed us. 25-goal striker suddenly not playing is always difficult. But, you know, he'll probably play, hopefully, if he's available and things are better. And we'll pick a side for that game. Alsford are flying at the moment. They've won loads of games in a row, and they're top of their form league in that league, and they win the club of the month and all that stuff. But yeah, form and all that stuff goes out the window in a cup game, and we'll see how we go in it. You know, we'll look forward to it. It's the biggest game in the world for me. The league's more important to me. I'd rather us win games in the league, but you know, it's a cup semi-final. We seem to let ourselves down in the cups. We did it again last week, so be interesting to see whoever we pick can do the business on the day.
Yeah, absolutely. As you rightly say, the league's your bread and butter, but you know, it's always nice to do well in a cup and progress in a cup, and I wish you all the best for that. Any final thoughts on Royston at all?
Good luck to them. They're a side that have been sort of banging on the door for several years, so you know, this will probably, you know, I like to think this will be their year to do it. They've got a good side. They've assembled a really good side, and we'll play them again later in the season. We'll see how they do. You know, they've got a big game Tuesday. Good luck to them, and as I said, I'll be watching on intently on that one.
Well, unlucky today, and best of luck on Tuesday.
Cheers, mate.